Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Every 10 years, states use the latest census figures to adjust election maps. This time, there's an effort in Massachusetts to redraw the legislative borders to make it easier for people of color to win an election. WBUR's Steve Brown has more from one of the places where the lines are on the move.
Oh, hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm Rita Mendez, Councilor-at-Large.
Brockton City Councilor Rita Mendez goes door-to-door in her own re-election campaign. This part of Brockton has become increasingly diverse in recent years with a large Black and Latino population. Mendez says the face of the city and its elected officials are changing.
It's good to see that it's the face and is also changing in the elected officials, because the minority population, they're standing up, they're going out to vote, they're getting engaged, motivated, and I see they see hope when they see similar faces out there representing them, people that speak their language, people that know what their issues are, what their concerns are.
Still, Brockton has never sent a person of color to Beacon Hill, even though people of color now account for a large majority of the population in the city. State lawmakers are trying to change that. The House recently unveiled a plan to move a white state rep in Brockton, Jerry Cassidy, to another district to create a vacancy where Mendez was stumping. That would give a candidate of color a better shot at winning there.
I will be shocked. You never know what happens. Candidates matter in this job. But I would be surprised if we didn't have an African American from Brockton in the membership a year from now.
That's House Redistricting Chairman Mike Moran. He says the redistricting plan includes 32 so-called majority-minority opportunity districts in the House. That's up from 20. Lawmakers also plan to double the number of majority-minority seats in the Senate to 6, including a new one in Brockton and a majority Hispanic district in Lawrence. Lawmakers say they are trying to address a disparity in the State House. People of color account for one-third of the residents in Massachusetts, but just 14% of the House reps and 5% of the state senators. Many voting rights advocates praise the efforts to help candidates of color get elected. That includes Jeff Foster of Common Cause Massachusetts.
Massachusetts continues to grow more diverse racially and in age as well. And so we need to take that growth into careful consideration, not just for the changes we can make right now, but for the long-term trajectory that our maps could take in years to come.
But tweaking the electoral maps to help candidates of color can create unintended consequences. Some local officials complain the new maps could split some communities, like Concord, which has always been in a single House district. Resident Eric Van Loon urged lawmakers to reconsider and to rejoin the town in what he called Humpty Dumpty style.
There's a very strong civic-minded population in Concord that is cohesive and that thinks of itself as a unity and would very much like to be kept in the situation of having a single state representative.
One reason why Concord may have been vulnerable is the current representative is not seeking another term. Lawmakers typically try to protect incumbents during the redistricting process. They were able to move the borders of a House district in Brockton without pitting two existing state reps against each other, only because President Biden nominated Representative Claire Cronin to be the next ambassador to Ireland. Here's UMass Amherst politics professor Ray LaRaja.
Lawmakers are drawing the maps and they don't want to hurt themselves. And that's one of the tensions built into this system. So when they draw a map, they're not going to likely make it too hard for them to win re-election.
And just because lawmakers create a district with mostly minority voters, there's no guarantee that a candidate of color will win at the ballot box. People don't always vote along racial lines. Sometimes multiple candidates of color wind up running and split the minority vote. LaRaja also says the power of incumbency is hard to overcome, and most incumbents are white.
Right now, the way we have our single-member districts, that's the home turf of the incumbent, and they have a big advantage. Name recognition, they can raise more money, and the districts are carved to support them.
Back in Brockton, rank-and-file voters are just learning about the proposed changes to the legislative districts. One of the voters Councilor Mendez spoke to while going door-to-door is Nancy Glenn. She's a white voter who lives in the majority-minority House district that will be up for grabs next year. Glenn says she wants to see more people of color in government, But she also says race isn't her primary consideration when she casts her ballot.
If you have the ability and you have the passion and you have the ideas, I don't care if you are a black person or a Hispanic person. If you can do the job, that's what I'm voting for. You know, and that's what I care about.
Lawmakers are scrambling to get the new districts approved by both chambers and signed by the governor by November 8th, a full year before the next legislative election. They'll take up congressional districts later. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.